Good evening. You're the first.
Okay.
What did you think of the class today?
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. But I already had, you know, already handed out enough.
Well, I know you do.
Yeah.
I know, but we don't really utilize it. We both have it, and all of a sudden it comes back to us. I believe somebody else arrived.
Yes, thank
did
you.
He... So let us begin. We're studying tonight in this deep Zohar class, the Suvlam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Vayera. Section 12, and we're beginning it with Pasuk 166. We'll start with O L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kudsha Berichu, Ishkin Dei, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urchimu. L'Yakta, L'Shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, V'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Elohinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu kananehu. Kevan de'it basar Abraham v'yitzak maketiv vayakumu misham ha'anashim v'yashkifu al p'nei Sodom. Rabbi Elazar amar, tachate kama an hadbucha berichu, tivuim kol berian, v'kol shekein le'inun, v'yaz le'biorcho, v'yafilu bezimna, divai le'medan, Alma Yehu Garem Leman Derachem Le'alamizke Bemila Adla Yete Ahu Dina Le'alma. The translation. After Abraham was told about Isaac, it is written, and the men rose up from there and looked toward Sodom. Rabbi Elazar said, come and see. The Holy One, blessed be He, shows goodness to all beings, but especially to those who follow His path. And even when He decides to judge the world, He arranges for anyone who loves Him to perform a meritorious act before the world is punished. My commentary. This pasuk is describing a spiritual practice followed by the spiritual system. It is clear as written, although it is not supported with verses from the Tanakh, that expresses a spiritual law. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I think we experienced that yesterday. Our neighbor's a young couple, and the husband has found a job out of town in Texas, and the wife went to meet him with the baby. And their grass in the backyard is 2 feet tall. And Tony decided that he was going to get somebody to cut it if it wasn't too expensive. Well, he did. But before he did, I started to say, don't do that. It's not your business, you know. Just let it go. But then I had the thought that since he's not been doing so well this last week, maybe he needed the mitzvah. But I didn't know about this verse. So anyway, he had it done. I think the man charged $40. And anyway, that's kind of what I think Hashem planned something good for him.
Amen. That's exactly true.
I mean, we we've learned that we can't just pray over something. We have to put action to our prayers. And that was really, I guess, the principle that I was thinking, not, you know, let him do what he wants to do. I've been trying not to be his mother because since he's been sick these last 2 years, I think that's what I did. I moved to being his mom. I'm doing too much and watching over him and do this and don't do that and eat this and don't eat that and no, that's too much sugar. And I think since I've backed off, I see a big improvement.
It's
finding my strength, but not in the way that I would have thought. You know,
I teach that binding by striking is a lifetime learning.
Yeah,
it's exactly
mother love, I guess, is why. We could say sometimes it's with our kids, sometimes it's with
our spouses.
Right.
Does anybody have any other questions? I'll go on to verse 167. Ta ninan bishata dekut shabarihu rahen leya lebarnash mechadar leya dorona umami hu miskakena beginde iske beya uke wandazake. Beya ihu amshich aleya tachuta bechesed deit mesa mistar yamina ufaris areshea urshim leya begin dekad yete. Dina l'alma ahu mechabela yistichar beya uzkef eno v'chama l'ahu rishimu ukdein istalak mineya v'yistichar beya v'ginei kach ach din leya kuchabrihu bamediske. The translation. This corresponds to what we have learned. When the Holy One, blessed be He, loves a person, He sends him a present. And that, what is that present? It is a poor man for whom He can perform a meritorious act. But now that He is meritorious and deserving, the Holy One, blessed be He, draws a cord of grace from the right side upon him. He winds the cord around his head and marks him, so that when judgment falls on the world, the angel of destruction will take notice of him and not hurt him. Because he raises his eyes and notices that mark, he avoids him. This is why the Holy One, blessed be He, arranged beforehand to make him meritorious. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, although it still lacks support, as discussed in the commentary on pasuk 166. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that's a neat way to put it, that it's giving you a present.
It's exactly what it is. We just don't consider it that way, but he's giving you a present because he knows there's destruction coming, and he doesn't want you to be receiving any of that destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once the Satan is given permission, he's given permission many times for the generation. which is what, like the pandemic, is for the generation. It's everybody in the world is under judgment, but some people get it, some people don't. Today I read an article that scientifically they say that some people have a head start against the virus, that they have a certain part of their immune system that is actually recognizing the virus and starting to defeat it, to attack it and defeat it, whereas other people don't have that capability. It's called helper T cells, if you want to look it up. But the world's in judgment, and everyone has the potential to be affected unless you have merits. And what are those merits? It's being described here as a threat of grace. And every good deed you do, you have that potential of a threat of grace. Any other comments or thoughts? Questions?
Well, my son came today to help us with something, and he told us that he had received a message from one of his friends that's been taken off the internet now. It wasn't on YouTube, and he couldn't send it to me because I don't have Messenger, and so he didn't know how to do it. He doesn't have an iPhone. He has an Android. And said that the research is showing that the people who have been dying of thrombosis from blood clots.
Right.
And that the treatment, that it's not truly a virus, that it's a bacterial infection, and it responds to some medication and aspirin. And, I didn't say anything, but I thought, well, there's that aspirin that comes from the willow tree. So it's something to ponder. You never know, what's really true when you get messages like that, but you put the little thought behind you, and if it comes up again somewhere else, it'll lead you to some new knowledge, maybe.
It is true that the virus has been affecting people with blood clots, and that if you do a blood thinner, which prevents your blood from clotting, doesn't make it totally complete, but the blood thinners delay the clotting and make it more difficult to clot. And so depending, aspirin is a very mild blood thinner, and they have more modern ones, Eliquis is another one. And then they have they give through intravenous. So it depends on how severe the issue is in your body. But it's very part of this story is true, whether aspirin, which is a very weak one, it works, I had not heard. Mostly they're giving it to the people who are on the ventilators to prevent them from dying of the thrombosis.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead to verse 168. Utachate kad ba'e kuchabrihu ayaita dina al sedom azke kodem le Abraham v'shadar leya dorona lemizke imhon begin v'shezava Lilot Barahuta Arkahuka Mitaman Hahitiki Vayizkor Elohim Et Avraham Vaishalach Et Lot Mitoch Ahatheka Velakiti Vayizkor Elohim Et Lot Dehabiskuteya De Avraham Ishtezev Umay Vayizkor Dakir Leya Mai Diaske Kodem Iminun Delat Malakin. The translation. Come and see. When the Holy One, blessed be He, planned to execute judgment on Sodom, He prepared a meritorious act for Abraham by sending him a present, which refers to the three angels. Because of them, he became deserving. Thereby, he saved Lot, the son of his brother, from destruction. This is why it is written, and Elohim remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, and not, and Elohim remembered Lot. As a result of Abraham's meritorious act, he was saved. And remembered means that he remembered the previous meritorious act that he performed with the three angels. My commentary is this pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I like the word remembered because we
yes.
see it kind of often. So it also helps us if we, when we need a word to when we pray. You know, God, remember us. You know, it's always years I've done the research on the meanings of the names of the hurricanes, and I've really seen some fantastic results from doing that, because it shows you how to pray. And if it has negative meaning and there's a Hebrew equivalent, that helps you with positive meaning. And I'm not going to tell you some of the results, but Gabriella helped me this year that I was late in sending it out. I really caught the urge to do it early this year, but, you know, with all going on, I was not so successful in that. But this week, I finally got it in a form to be mailed. And wouldn't you know, as soon as it's mailed, the next one on the list is supposed to be heading right our way. Now, isn't the reason I mailed it to our group was because I felt like this year we needed more than just myself praying. You know, we needed the unity of a group of ladies, you know, especially our group that we call 11 Kahan that have been meeting. Isn't that kind of also the pattern of the negative system? To try to undo what you just tried to, you know, effort to work toward praying.
Well, in what way is it? In what way is it doing it? The fact that you sent it out before the hurricane has hit means people have the opportunity to start that connection. I don't quite follow it. How this negative system is, you know. The negative system dislikes what you're doing, but that's not something, that's not a reason not to do it.
No, but I thought it was really odd. The first one they get to practice on, it's being predicted to head our way. I just thought that was kind of, maybe I looked at the negative. I try not to think of the glass half full. You know, and just a glass with water that you've taught us.
I understand.
But it's
coming your way because it's June, and June is the beginning of the hurricane season. So,
Yeah, but we don't usually see it this early.
But that's also part of the global weather change.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know if you want to send me that package. I wouldn't mind.
Okay, it's not as thorough as I usually like to do it, but
it'll give me the idea of what you're doing with it. I know you've spoken about it a few times in the past, and I didn't pick up on it. So.
Well, also with my hints and things that I see, I didn't feel like I could write those things, all of them, down. I felt like I had to not put them in words. I felt that it just shouldn't be in written form because I didn't know whose eyes would see the product. And because there's so much talk about how we're watched now on everything, our emails, our texts, our Facebook, everything, you know. So anyway, I was careful.
Understand.
And I left that one off on purpose. But I think people who are spiritually minded will understand why that one was blank. And the odd part was Hana is on it. Gabriella helped me, and her middle Hebrew name was also on it. And Tony's Hebrew name was on it. I thought, wow, you know, the ones putting it together, their names are on the list. It was kind of interesting.
I'm interesting. You know, in other parts of the world, they refer to them as different names, like cyclone and instead of hurricane. But
mm-hmm.
Is it the same names? Is it the same chart? And so it becomes the cyclone XYZ?
No.
Or do you have a hurricane XYZ and a cyclone XYZ?
I don't know about the cyclone one, but what I try to keep in mind is it doesn't matter if it's a hurricane in the Atlantic or the Pacific or the Gulf of Mexico. We've all experienced what it's like to have water in our homes and have to be evacuated and mold and mildew and a year to clean up. And
right.
So we can really have the Kavanah when we pray. And to have that same Kavanah no matter which area that the storm is in. Now, what I notice is that, let's say you see news about a typhoon or a cyclone or an earthquake somewhere else, maybe on the other side of the world. Well, the same thing applies. You may not have a name for it, but it's going to strike you because of what you've been doing with the others. I will tell you one little example. One year, the name of the hurricane was going to be Bacchus. And I knew Bacchus had to do with, alcohol, beer, wine, revelry, that kind of thing.
Right.
And, of course, you know, the usual prayer is the little destruction to human life and property. But the next day in the newspaper, there was a small picture, and it was about the size of the palm of my hand. It was just a little small one, but it was a picture inside a bar. A table and chair had been knocked over, and that was the only damage the hurricane had done. And see, that was like, and it's little things like that. And then there have been bigger things, you know, like learning that the Cajuns, well, I'm not going to go into anymore because it's going to take too much time. But it was enough to let me know, you know, that the meaning connected with the hurricane
relates to it.
Right, prayer results. And that Hashem would let me see little things along the way that keep on, you know, it works. Now, not every one of them went, but I know one time I was given the direction to blow, and I'm thinking, blow? But I blew. It was kind of crazy, but, you know, with Kabbalah, we can say, oh, well, I'm part of the cuckoo crowd, so I'm a blow. And that hurricane just zoomed in a completely different direction back out in the Pacific. So it's little things like that that you see results, and you don't see it every one of them. There's enough little evidences that let you see that Hashem is saying, come on, keep on. This year I felt like we needed unity. We need, you know, too much is going on in the world. I'm going to put us now to the right.
I hear you.
You know,
I've got to run.
Okay.
You have a good evening, all of you.
Thank you.
Questions and answers tonight at 7. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.